The forecast across the Midwest continues to promote an opportunity for one more day of good field working conditions, and we'll likely see planting advance rather swiftly across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, while increasing shower and thunderstorm activity in the upper parts of the region will likely reduce the amount of potential field work that will occur. But much of that takes place this afternoon and evening and not during the course of the day, so there will be at least some field progress there as well. Thunderstorms will pop up rather significantly tonight and tomorrow in particular from the southeastern corner of the West Texas High Plains region through the Low Plains region and into parts of central Oklahoma and eastern Kansas. These thunderstorms will form late tonight and will continue to march off to the east during the day tomorrow, and there will probably become a strong line of thunderstorms working its way through some of those areas in Illinois, parts of the Delta, and ultimately across the eastern Midwest as time moves forward. Tomorrow into Friday will be the wetter days. The southwestern U.S. plains will certainly benefit from whatever rain does occur, but for the most part, that region is just not likely to see a lot of meaningful precipitation. Temperatures will be hot again today from portions of central and western Texas into a portion of Kansas. Just like yesterday, temperatures will likely run in the 90s to over 100 degrees in that band. But this will be the last day for the heat. We'll look for temperatures to cool down a little bit as that cool front works its way from west east across the plains and into the Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states. The temperatures will cool back down to a more seasonable range, but should not drop below normal. In the meantime, the central and eastern parts of the Midwest will heat up as we go forward through this next two-day period. Temperatures getting into the 80s as far north as southernmost Minnesota and southernmost Wisconsin will be possible, as well as southernmost Michigan. And that will likely bring in some warmer temperatures for the region that will raise soil temperatures for better planting emergence and establishment of summer crops. We'll also expect to see this two-day warm-up to also occur just ahead of some more rainfall and cooler weather that is expected to evolve. The cool-off will initially just bring temperatures back to a more seasonable range as we move into the end of the week and into the weekend. But colder air up in Canada is expected to push through a larger portion of the U.S. Midwest and the northern plains as we move forward into the weekend, and especially early to midweek next week. And during that period of time, we'll see our coolest air settling into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll likely see frost and freeze potentials rising as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday and maybe even on Thursday of next week. The models are a little bit divergent today. It looks like the portions of the U.S. Midwest on the European model only see a much more abbreviated amount of cool-off that takes place, and if that ends up being correct, then we won't be as dry and as cool as suggested by the GFS model for the majority of next week, and that the cool-off will be more short-term and it will be followed by still some more scattered showers and thunderstorms as we move on out in time. But overall, the forecast is still looking very good for those areas that have managed to plant their spring crops. Those areas that are still working in the fields, and especially in the upper Midwest, it's not going to be a very friendly environment for getting more field work done. We'll expect the low temperatures at night to stay out of the frost and freeze level until we get to the early part of next week, at which time we will see some colder conditions and a risk of frost possible in the upper parts of the Midwest. In the heart of hard red winter wheat country, we'll look for some increase in shower and thunderstorm activity between the event that's going to occur tonight and tomorrow and that which occurs Sunday into Monday. The precipitation is still going to be light and erratic, though many areas will still need a significant amount of moisture. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.